Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. If you are an Anglican like I was, this is where that psalm, that song, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting King, comes from this psalm. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me his praise should sing. We grew up in that. It comes from this psalm. It comes from this psalm. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Say praise the Lord. O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Say that. And forget not all his benefits. The biggest problem with Christianity is that we have forgetteries. We have bad memories. And Martin Lloyd-Jones, one of the great preachers of the 20th century, said this. He said, the reason that we have spiritual depression amongst Christians is because they listen to themselves more than they talk to themselves. So they listen to themselves more than they talk to themselves. And in Psalm 42, it says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so depressed within me? It's a Christian who's battling with depression. And in Psalm 43, it says, so why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so depressed within me? He comes out of himself and he starts to address his emotions and his will. What's happening here is he's addressing his mind. He says, forget not all his benefits. You've got to go and do some remembering with what God has done for you in order to stay buoyant in a time when our nation is going down. Amen? You see, meditation in the world is like you go to a spa in the middle of the bush and you burn a fire and some incense and you just stand there and you sort of like you meditate and everything clears out until you get to a place of peace. That's not Christian meditation. The Bible says meditate on the Word of God. What it means, it says you quieten yourself down and you let the Word of God fill your head until you believe what God believes about you. Amen? That's what this Bible verse is about. Praise the Lord, O my soul and my inmost being. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And then he lists some of the benefits. He forgives all your sins. Say all. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Say all. All your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that, say so that, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. If you look at Psalm 102, there's an owl, on the corner of a roof, in a very, it's like a haunted house in Psalm 102, just like going, ooh, ooh. Ooh. It's like a lot of Christians I know. Ooh. 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 It's like fail ale. It's like a foul owl. You know what I'm saying? It's like God didn't call you to be a fail ale. He said, if you wait upon the Lord, you will renew your strength like an eagle. With this nation under pressure and KPMG and McKinsey and the Guptas and the Zuptas and the Zoomers and this country under pressure, God is waiting for Christians to fill their minds with what God has done for them so that we could rise up out of the mess and start to soar like God wants us to soar. That's what Psalm 103 says. Amen? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. And if you're a visitor in Father's Day a number of years ago, we preached on this psalm, and we said this psalm tells us four things about God. He's got a long fuse. He's not easily angered. He's got a short memory in regards to your failings and sin. He's got a thick skin. He's not easily offended, and he's got a big heart. Never forget that. God has got a short memory with your sin, a long fuse. He's not easily angered, a thick skin, and a big heart. That's the God I serve. That's the God I want to remember. That's the God I want to think about. Nor does he treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What we're trying to do, friends, as we study the Psalms, is we're trying to give ourselves handles on how to live in this country at this particular time. And when the Bible draws pictures, you've got to draw the picture too. It says as high as the heaven. Say as high as the heaven. So he's drawing this picture. He's drawing a vertical picture like this. And then he says as far as the east is from the west. What's he drawing? He's drawing a horizontal picture like this. And he says if you want to make sense of your life, you've got to make sure there's a vertical and there's a horizontal, because the thing that makes sense of our lives is the cross of Christ. And so in the middle of this psalm, he's drawing a cross through our lives so that we can cope in all circumstances. Amen? As high as the heaven or above the earth, so great is his love for those, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I've got a little diary when I prepare, and I'm not a very good artist, but I just drew a picture of a Biddulph's truck, because Biddulph's moved us up from Durban to Pretoria. And actually what happens is they moved us, they came into my house and they took all my stuff out and they put it into a truck and they drove it away. And I thought, that's what God does when you preach properly. He brings a removal truck into your life and a group of people come out and they pull all the sin, all the iniquity, all the inadequacy, all the disqualification. They take it out of you and they put it into a truck and they remove it. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. Say, as a father. There's a picture of a father. Incredible. So we've all got different pictures of God. He keeps reminding us he's a father. He's a Lord. He's a Savior. He's the King. He's the authority, but he's a father. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that you are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place. Say place. Place. Say place.
Place.
And its place remembers it no more. See, if I close my eyes and I think of place in the church, I think the Van der Walts used to sit there, the one family. The other Van der Walts family sit over there. The Zitzmans sit there.